Chai FM, Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You just reminded me of a story.
Tell me, what story did we remind you of?
Gosh, well, if anybody was to ever see my telephone, if I were to be seized by the TSA or even worse, you know, at Israeli customs, they would be shocked by the people in my phone list, because dealing with the world of terror, I've got phone numbers of active terrorists today. I've got, you know, Hamas numbers and whatever. And way back when I was trying to study Arabic, I tried phoning Hezbollah's public relations office in Beirut. I wanted to get a comment on something, being a journalist at the same time. And I made the mistake of trying to work on my Arabic, and instead of saying Hezbollah with a sort of aspirated H, I did the old Jewish ch, and said Hezbollah, and I said, "Is this Hezbollah headquarters?" And they immediately said, "We're not speaking to you. You're Israeli." And I said, "How do you know?" And they said, "Because only Israelis call us Hezbollah." And it's an interesting, and then they put the phone down, but it's very interesting. If you listen to experts, from Middle East, from Israel rather, talking about Hamas and Hezbollah, they're doing themselves a disservice in mispronunciation. Anyway, that was just, you reminded me with your phone directory call. Anyway, how embarrassing that was.
David, as long as you're not phoning up Hamas and asking for hummus, you should be fine.
No, I actually once called Abdelaziz Al-Rantisi, who was one of the leaders of Hamas at the start of the inappropriately and wrongly called Second Intifada. If you call it an intifada, you're buying into the argument that it was a popular uprising when it was out-and-out terrorism. But I called Abdelaziz Al-Rantisi. He answers the phone. There's clearly three or four people in the car, and he'd agreed to be interviewed, so I'm interviewing him while he's driving around in Gaza, and suddenly I hear this massive explosion and swearing in Arabic and bedlam in the car. And then I found out a short while later that Israel had actually tried to take him out at that point. He was killed about 2 months later in another targeted assassination.
Wow. But let's talk a little bit more seriously, David. Hezbollah is planning terror attacks in the Americas.
Yeah, and this isn't me saying it. This is coming from a senior figure in the Trump administration. Again, not somebody who's trying to, you know, be re-right wing and so on. We're talking about an expert in counterterrorism, probably the number one expert in counterterrorism in the United States today. A guy by the name of Nick Rasmussen. And he believes not only are they planning terror attacks, but he also made clear that a couple of people were arrested in America, not just in the Americas, 2 months ago, who were trying to do things on behalf of Hezbollah. The thinking of the Americans right now is that Hezbollah is setting up shop or increasing its presence in Peru, and from there it will launch attacks. Now, for anybody who follows terror issues will know that Hezbollah has had a presence in Latin America for a long time. And of course, Benjamin Netanyahu was recently in Argentina and attended a memorial service for those killed both at the Jewish Center in Buenos Aires and at the Israeli embassy. And it's firmly believed that if Iran itself didn't carry out that attack way back when, then Hezbollah certainly did on their behalf. And there's a litany, a long record of Hezbollah work in Latin America, certainly in terms of working, cooperating with other terror organizations in Latin America, and also in terms of the whole drugs business. And they're up to their teeth in drugs, and the basic philosophy is we don't care if Western kids end up with drugs, because at the end of the day, we're trying to take over this part of the world. We want to build a caliphate out here. So let's poison them any way we can.
Why take it outside of Lebanon?
I think, first of all, clearly they still perceive believer, this idea of the great Satan and the little Satan. The little Satan is Israel, the great Satan is the United States, and they see them as being one and the same. And don't forget, there are still a lot of people, whether they are Shiite or Sunni, whether they're extremist or just regular folk, who are very angry with the United States for the various things that, that America has done over the last, say, 30 years, 40 years in the Middle East. And I'm not just talking about supporting Israel, but you know, a whole series of things that they've done, drone strikes and so on and so forth, and just their presence and supporting one side over another, backing the Mujahideen against the Russians. So many different things that people are angry with the United States about. But in this particular case, you are talking about Hezbollah, which is funded and armed by Iran to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, with incredible weaponry in the hands of Hezbollah right on Israel's border. And if they've got this extreme anger against the West, and they believe in this whole idea, this political Islam, the idea of a caliphate, of eventually bringing Sharia around the world, why wouldn't they launch attacks if they can, anywhere that they can, just like ISIS and just like Al-Qaeda, just they're not Sunnis, they happen to be Shiites.
Yeah, you know, when we look at Israel news sites, often they are covering, you know, what's happening between Hamas and Fatah. They don't focus on Hezbollah. How concerned is Israel about Hezbollah?
So I would disagree with you a little bit. I would say that Israeli websites and pro-Israeli websites are do report quite a bit on Hezbollah. I would say the rest of the world is thoroughly ignorant of Hezbollah, or just doesn't understand the threat, which is why we're leading our website with this story right now about the threat to the Americas. Hezbollah has the second strongest army in the Middle East after Israel, according to many military experts. It doesn't mean numerically, but it means in terms of training, in terms of capabilities, and also in terms of proof of the pudding, because look at what they've done just now in Syria. It's been Hezbollah that's done the brunt of the work of bringing Syria or parts of Syria back into Assad control, and they've done phenomenal work. Unfortunately, they're the bad guys, and they're, in many ways, this is also a problem. They're being lauded as being part of the group that's been fighting against ISIS, but they're almost worse than ISIS, in that, you know, with ISIS, it's very clear what they want to do, and they've got this propaganda machine that has worked successfully. But because Hezbollah is this unknown entity in the West, and you know, I would imagine if you did a survey of your average member of the public across the Western world, they would not know what Hezbollah was, whereas many of them do know the name Hamas. And so you've got this insidious organization that isn't known, that's got all of these plans, that's got phenomenally well-trained people, that is in bed with the Iranians, that has got its tentacles all over America and quite a lot in Europe as well. They're in an incredibly strong position, and that should be of great concern to all of us.
All right, so we'll be keeping an eye on that.
Not to mention the hundreds of thousands of rockets that they have, which can reach pretty much anywhere in Israel.
Anywhere in Israel and beyond. They can hit Egypt, they can hit Saudi Arabia if they wanted to, from Lebanon. It's scary, and they're not just now on Israel's northern border, they're also now on Israel's northeastern border. And all that we're, you know, celebrating the downfall of ISIS, who's taking over those positions and the positions of Jabhat al-Nusra and all the others who are in the Golan? It's Hezbollah who's taking over those places.
Yes.
And if you looked at the speech that was made, was it yesterday, by Hassan Nasrallah, their leader, to mark Ashura, the festival Ashura, and he made very, very clear threats to about what he wants to do to Israel. And he's proven in the past that he's got an appetite to do so. It's just a case of when.
David Harris, thank you very much for speaking to us today. Certainly highlighted, you know, the importance to keep an eye on Hezbollah. You have a lovely day and a good Yontov coming up.
Thank you very much indeed. Enjoy waving your palm branches in the air and sitting in huts. The strange things that Jewish people do.
Thank you, David. God bless. Bye bye. That's David Harris. He is the editor in chief at the Clarion Project. I've actually shared this article that they've done.